KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
And good afternoon, good Monday afternoon. The Present Truth, I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3. And the podcasts, 1360 KHNC for my program today, or programs through the week, programs on the weekend at KHNC, 1360KHNC.com. I'm going to begin with, briefly, with the elections that took place in Europe over the weekend, in Hungary and also in Serbia. I know it's probably been covered already, but I want to just mention it from a different perspective. President Putin forwarded a telegram to Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, congratulating him on the victory of a party coalition that he leads in election to Hungarian National Assembly. Prime Minister Orban, he declared, "We won a victory so big you can see it from the moon. You can certainly see it from Brussels, Belgium. The whole world has seen tonight in Budapest, that Christian democratic politics, conservative civic policies, and patriot politics have won." Now, Hungary, the religion in Hungary, 62% Catholic, 2% Protestant, 1% Judaism. This was a message, again, to the New World Order nations of the Western Hemisphere, America, England, Canada, many EU nations, that these nations and the people of these nations are not duped. They are not going to elect these CIA operatives from the West to win the elections in their countries, like what has happened in the black hole of the Ukraine. America's great influence in politics, economies in the Ukraine is why we're having this war. I've read and told this audience about the prophecies in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 about Russia. Russia has to be a great, great, powerful empire at the end of the world, a nation. It will not be the hegemonic power of the world. But in Central Asia, it will be. Russia is going to be judged when she, along with other nations, invades Israel. Russia is going to continue to move forward according to the Bible to become stronger militarily, economically, and politically. because she has to fulfill her destiny to be punished on the mountains of Israel. The United States is not going to provoke Israel into conflict. I'm sorry, Russia in conflict. Russia, the conflict Russia's going to have is with Israel. So, in Hungary, because it is basically a God-fearing nation, not like the United States we once were, no longer, but over there, they're fighting not just for their patriots, their homelands, they're fighting for their Christianity. They're fighting for their belief in God. It's the same in Russia. Russia, 41% of the population is Russian Orthodox. Another 25% is different believers from different religious views, but mostly Christian, not Muslim, Christian. Such as Pentecostals, maybe other Lutherans, different factions of Protestantism. So, this was a victory for the Hungarian people to continue to protect their worship of God in a country that is free from governments internationally that are interfering with their nations. Now, also in Serbia, Aleksandar Vučić, he also won a crushing victory, crushing election over the Western colonial-funded opposition. The West is funding these elections taking place in Central Eastern Europe, with the intention of forcing these nations to yield to Western democracy. Western democracy out of the United States, which, look at our democracy. What a joke. What a joke. We can't have free elections. What a joke. They want to bring this type of democracy to these nations. We're going to finish basically in just a few minutes with this thought, and we'll be done. We'll go on to something different.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group, with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Hi, this is Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, 970-616-3100.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell them a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you the call. Call Alice when she was just small.
Okay, continuing today with today's The Present Truth. Again, I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Okay, with what happened in Serbia, the election there won by Aleksandar Vučić. He states that Serbia is going to continue to remain on the European and reformist path, but also they're going to continue to be friends with Russia and China. The globalist community is mad. They are upset. The New World Order. What Russia has done is given the nations in Eastern Europe, in the surrounding area, in the Middle East, in the Far East, in India, in Mexico, South America, Russia taking this direction to stand up against and push back against the New World Order has actually given new life to the nations internationally that didn't want to push against the New World Order because they don't want sanctions. They don't want America to sanction them. Well, Russia has kind of set the momentum, and these nations are going to protest for a while. But eventually, the United States is going to accomplish the objectives to be the leader, the nation that will direct the New World Order. We cannot avoid it. It's just a matter of time. A thought in the Bible is Christ stated that at the end of the world, the peoples of the world are likened to different crops. And with fruit or whatever, different agriculture, the plants, they are planted. In the spring, they have a harvest in the fall. The earth and the world and the people of the world in the same pattern have been for 6,000 years. Mankind has been in a field growing together. At the end of the 6,000-year period of time, mankind would mature. And you would have the maturing of the children of the devil or the wicked, the maturing of the good people of the world, and those who believe, along with those who believe in Jesus Christ, the maturing of the religions of the world, the people of the world, the good people of the world, and the wicked. Best understood by Revelation chapter 17 and 18, and I'll just read a few verses quickly. In Revelation 17, one of the seven angels who poured out the plagues came over, talk with me, come and see, he said, and I will show you what's going to happen to the notorious prostitute who sits upon the many waters of the world. The kings of the world have had immoral relations with her, and the people of the earth have been made drunk by the wine of her immorality. Verse 3, so the angel took me in the spirit into the wilderness. There I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet animal that had seven heads and 10 horns, Antichrist, written all over the with blasphemies against God. And the woman wore pure purple and scarlet clothing and beautiful jewelry made of gold, precious gems, pearls, and held in her hand a golden goblet full of obscenities. a golden goblet full of obscenities. In other words, the wickedness, the cup would be filled with wickedness, which would mature at the end of the world. The next chapter, chapter 18. After this, I saw another angel come down from heaven with great authority, and on the earth, the earth grew bright with its splendor. He gave a mighty shout. Babylon the Great is fallen. She has become a den of demons, a haunt of devils, and every kind of evil spirit. Verse 3, for the nations have drunk the fatal wine of her intense immorality. What does that sound like? Does that sound like America pushing the LGBT, internationally? The rulers of the earth have enjoyed themselves with her, and the businessmen throughout the world have grown rich from all of her luxurious living. Verse 4, then I heard another voice calling from heaven, come away from her, my people, do not partake of her sins, or you will be punished with her. So, something is happening in our time where evil is maturing. It will mature, it has to mature, and the evil will be taken in reality, the armies of the world will go to Armageddon, and the people will be harvested, the armies like grapes, the grapes of wrath. But the other harvest that will take place is likened to wheat, the good people of the world. They will be taken to a barn, a barn protected by God forever. I played at the bottom, or at the first break, the Gray Slick and White Rabbit. Right now, there is two main thoughts that are in opposition to each other. They're colliding. One is a plan to bring in a unipolar world, a world where a few nations rule. Well, what did I read in Revelation chapter 17? You have a scarlet, you have a beast that carries a scarlet woman with seven heads, 10 horns, with kingdoms and powers. That is the unipolar world that is coming, but is going to be directed by Antichrist. Pardon me. Antichrist will be the leader of that system. Then you have another thought, a multipolar world where nations collectively will basically give direction to the world, pass laws in the sense of maybe a United Nations, which will not come to pass. So the struggle to control, this is a struggle for control of the most important piece of real estate in the universe, Earth. It's a war that's being fought with bullets, and it's being fought with witchcraft. I have talked about, in my programs, an invisible world down a rabbit hole that is real. It's a different world. Nevertheless, it is very real. It is very powerful. It's a world that exists behind an invisible wall. It's a dimension you can't see with your eyes. You can sense that it's there. It's in an invisible world. It's a world where there are angels, angels of God, angels of the devil, where God in his heaven resides, and the serpent who grew wings also has his place in that world, the dragon. Down that rabbit hole, there is a war taking place. We can see it on the surface. We can see it here, outside of the rabbit hole. And again, this war is It is. In the natural world, it's being fought with bullets. It's being fought with tanks, with weapons created by man to destroy his fellow man, weather warfare weapons, to control weather, along with other things. But also, it is being fought with witchcraft. And the witchcraft, as on my programs, it comes in through the families that have been ruling the world for thousands of years. They don't rule just with bullets. They rule with powers from an unseen world, a power from an unseen world that puts them in positions of power. And once in those positions of power, they use magic. They use sorcery to stay in power. They use this type of magic so that they can see the plans that the dark world has for them and how to carry those plans out. So we have what we see in the natural realm, and I discuss not only what we see naturally with what's happening in Russia and the Ukraine, but what also is down that rabbit hole. Last week I was talking about a person by the name of Otto Skorzeny. Very important person. Very important. If you have followed, or I know you probably don't even know who this person is, but this person was able to give us insight into Adolf Hitler's Germany and what happened after the Second World War and what happened with some of these very powerful families that would influence our time. Otto Skorzeny, he was Adolf Hitler's bodyguard. I talked about him. This man has been down the rabbit hole. And this man gave his, at 90 years of age, he, on his deathbed, gave his confession as to what he was involved with and who he was involved with, and with whom he was involved with. To understand the Bush dynasty without reading what Otto Skorzeny has stated, it would be basically futile to try to understand exactly what happened in the United States of America after World War I, after World War II. So I'm going to continue to take you down the rabbit hole. While everybody else is covering the news, I don't need to cover what they're covering. It's better for me to take you down a rabbit hole to show you how things work, because if you want to know who's going to rule this New World Order, well, I can throw out names. I can throw out names like Klaus Schwab or George Soros. I can throw names out like Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Barack Obama. I can throw names out like Bill and Hillary Clinton. But that's just surface. You can't see who these people are until you go down the rabbit hole, pardon me, and get a little history. So I'm going to continue to give you a little history. You need history. History is important. History opens your eyes. History will show you exactly how evil certain people can be. Now, George H.W. Bush. Okay? This is a story about a father and a son, Otto Skorzeny. Skorzeny, he worked with a man by the name of George Scherf Sr., knew about this man. George Scherf Sr., his AKA Prescott Bush. Yes, George Scherf Sr., AKA Prescott Bush, born in Germany, not in the United States. The documentation I have proves they could never prove that Prescott Bush was born in America. They could not prove that George Scherf Jr., his son, George H.W. Bush, was born in the United States either. We're going to go down this rabbit hole. so you can see the new world order in a whole new different way. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, will continue in a few minutes.
You are listening to KHNC, The Roar of the Rockies.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
The PE Gun Show, April 9th and 10th, will be located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. The show has hundreds of tables filled with guns, ammo, accessories, and much more. CCW classes on both days, a firearm giveaway for modern arms on Sunday, food all weekend, and thousands of patriots make it a perfect way to spend the day. Buy, sell, or trade. See PEShows.com for more info. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Well, I'm your buddy. Check it and see.
Thank you, Pure Blood Mike, for sponsoring Alex Jones, The Present Truth, and Fake News Friday, Hour 2.
I'm your buddy. I'm your buddy.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plan. The end of everything that stands, the end. No safety or surprise, the end. I'll never look into your eyes again.
Okay, it's important to know who this Otto Skorzeny is. And he says that Prescott Bush, born in Germany, George Scherf Sr., his son, George H.W. Bush Jr., whose real name was George Scherf Jr., born in Germany. Skorzeny states that, I'll go ahead and read, I'm reading out of justiceforpoland.com. Scorzini says that George Jr., he and Scorzini together jointly. Now, Scorzini, he is Nazi SS intelligence. And he says that he and George Bush Jr., they merged together the OSI, which was the Office of Special Intelligence, and Nazi intelligence right after World War II. They merged the two together. And the merger eventually funnels into what we call our modern CIA. Scorzini was Hitler's bodyguard, an SS spy assassin, came to the United States after the war under Project Paperclip. Scorzini and G.H.W. Bush were instrumental in merging Nazi SS intelligence and the OSI to form the CIA with Wild Bill Donovan and Alan Dulles. These guys were also part of the CIA mind control experiments, such as MK-Ultra, SS officers, and physician Joseph Mengele, the notorious sadistic angel of death, escaped Germany to South America after the war. George Scherf Jr., born in Germany, becomes the 41st president of the United States, as G.H.W. Bush and George H. Scherf Sr. was Nikola Tesla's trusted assistant. I talked about this last week, podcast 1360 KHNC, last week of March. You can go back to that. Now, today I'm going to try to stay to my notes. Then there was a Nazi plot to steal the research of Nikola Tesla. And this was a operation with Nazis, with Prescott Bush, with Senior Scherf, to steal his technology. Much was written about Tesla's success and failures. Few have detailed the behind-the-scenes financial activities which disclose a Nazi plot to acquire Tesla's technology. Research and development costs had been paid for by the U.S. taxpayers. Many of Tesla's patents fell into Nazi hands prior to and during World War I and II. So, already, the United States was, and they knew about it, was allowing some of this technology to go to Germany. I wonder what other technology that Tesla didn't know was being the theft of, such as probably laser technology, things of that nature. And also, I think, scalar energy. Another note is George Bush Sr., his wife Barbara, she's married, it's her fourth cousin. They're cousins. That's one thing about the occult families. They always marry. They try to keep the lineage pure. They marry each other, family members. And also, I do have the paperwork right here. I've studied this for the last couple of years. Aleister Crowley, Barbara's mother, her name was, I have it here buried. But anyhow, sure, she is the daughter of Aleister Crowley. The photos of Crowley and Barbara Bush and the supposed father do not match with the father and Bush, or with Barbara. Pierce was her mother's name. But her face with Aleister Crowley's, identical. Identical. So, Bush marries the daughter of Aleister Crowley. Now, why would that be important? With dynasties, they try to keep their lineage physically, genetically pure. They try to you know, like Adolf Hitler's grandfather, a Rothschild. They always, these people, they keep track of their lineages, not just because they're lineages naturally, but like I explained on the last program, there is a spiritual component to it. And with these families, like, let's take Prince Charles. Prince Charles had not just a person in mind to marry, but there were different people, different women throughout the world. I don't like to talk about this, but I did meet, when I was living in Las Vegas, a woman and her husband, and she was being groomed at a young age. She was probably 10, 11. There was a possibility that she would be Charles's wife in the future. But her father was related to the Kaisers of Germany. Her mother, her grandmother, was related to Elizabeth's mother's, to the Elizabeth's mother, Queen Elizabeth's mother. Her aunt, her grandmother, and Elizabeth's mother, they were cousins. She was one of the women that was going to be part of, possibly, Charles's wife. But after her father died, I'm sorry, after her grandmother died, her father sent her a letter, or got in touch with her, told her, disappear right away, which she did. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Okay, as we continue, my point is that they marry for the spiritual power within the lineage. And this friend, she was going to be one of the women that was in the, you might say, the background to marry Charles. She thought he was very ugly. His ears were huge, massive. He was just an ugly person. She didn't want any part of it. Her grandmother dies, who is the cousin to the queen, queen's mother. And the dad, related to the Kaisers out of Germany, contacted her and told her, disappear. So she did disappear. And then later, Charles would meet Diana, her lineage in the occult, again, an occult lineage through the father. Diana didn't really care to marry Charles, but it was arranged because of her occult lineage. The occult lineage is powerful. That's what these people, the genetics, definitely is a big part of it. But the occult power in that lineage is they marry more powerful occult members. Like a man will marry somebody that's powerful. Her lineage must be powerful in the occult. Best example, Bill and Hillary Clinton. They're cousins, and both of them, in their own right, very powerful in the occult. I think that the wedding or the plan was arranged for them, and they marry. So now you have two very powerful people in the occult. They were able to use their occult powers while they were in Arkansas and in the when Bill was in the White House. So Skorzeny is presenting to the world who these two, this father's son, are. George Scherf Sr., George Scherf Jr., a.k.a. Prescott Bush, a.k.a. G.H.W. Bush. And then Samuel Bush, the supposed grandfather, he has an association with the Rockefellers. And all through the theft of Tesla Technologies, the Rockefeller family, the Rockefeller Foundation, and the Rockefeller Network was always involved with Tesla. George Scherf Sr. was working for and with Tesla, and he was always communicating back to the Rockefellers what was happening, what he was developing, the new technologies. This just didn't happen. Tesla's technology. Yes, the United States government knew about it, but all the technology was going to Nazi Germany. This is why the Nazis were far ahead. The Germans were far ahead, in a sense, in developing these technologies. Another reason is because of the German people being so precise. They are very, very great at engineering. When they put something together, they study it, they follow it through, and they're able to perfect it. In America, yeah, we can do things like that too, but generally speaking, the American mind is a lazy mind. The American mind is centered basically, for the most part, on ease and R&R and the luxuries of America, except for the greedy personnel that control the money. When you get into that world, they pay attention, and many of them also are Germans, trained by the German accountants, especially with like the Rockefellers. They have a whole complete different economy, a way of looking at economy than we do. The economy, the Rockefeller economy, the Rockefeller financial system is much more powerful, more perfect than the United States Federal Reserve system with Congress, with our money banking system. Yes, the Rockefellers are involved with it, but it is inferior to Rockefeller financial how they run finances. There are two different systems. America, the government system for financing, and the Rockefeller system of finance. The Rockefeller system of finance beats our system hip and thigh. Not one penny in the Rockefeller system gets lost. Not a tenth of a penny. Not a hundredth of a penny. They have everything there. Why? Because, again, it's a spiritual matter. They have been trained to see everything through the power of the occult and to put things together through the power of the occult. I have to take you down this rabbit hole so you can see really what's happening. And it was the Rockefellers involved with the Pilgrim Society out of Europe that put the Federal Reserve System into place to control the United States of America. The Federal Reserve controls our money in this country. IMF, World Bank, it's more international. It is controlled jointly to some degree by the Rothschild Network. The Chinese are involved. The Russians had been involved. I think they're being bounced out. But the Federal Reserve System was for controlling the people of the United States of America. Then you have, again, through the Trilateral Commission, the Rockefellers expand to take the three powers of the world financially would be in the East, Tokyo, Japan, Europe, and the United States. This is all, this whole, everything I'm explaining to you was not just man's ability naturally to figure things out. No, this type of thinking came in through the occult, through the other side, the invisible, invisible world bringing thinking and insight into our time, into our world. Rick Rodriguez will continue.
Hey man, pass the bottle over and take a couple hits off the MyKind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC free. Just go to the website 1360khnc.com, click the shop.
Reasons to Own Gold, brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
GottsPainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay, now to finish out, to take you into that other dimension, if you don't see the other dimension, what's down the rabbit hole? It's been proven through quantum physics There is another dimension. There is a rabbit hole. There are things in that rabbit hole that are intelligent. They are eternal. They are powerful. They are forbidden to bring knowledge from that world into our natural world. But because of the occult, because there is an agreement with Satan and the children of the devil is allowed to, there is an allowance to bring some of that technology into the world. And the Bible said it would happen. The technology to bring in this new international digital system comes from that world. But it's allowed to come in to fulfill prophecy. God said it would happen. God saw it. God knew it would happen. You couldn't. He allowed it to happen because it's going to be the destruction of their whole system. Eventually, their system will break. It will not work. Mankind, God has other ways to keep man alive, keep an economy. Antichrist system, his system will be mainly Western. His system is not going to be able to control another system that will be put in place in Asia. And so many people have thought that Antichrist system would rule the world. No, his militaries will rule the world and destroy nations and remove kings and prime ministers and powers in government. But no, there will be another system of economics, another way to trade, but it'll be Asian. Now, with Otto Skorzeny, without this man on his deathbed telling us about this father and son, then the world would not know. We would not know that George Scherf Sr. was Prescott Bush, that George Scherf Jr. was H.W. Bush. Now, in a future program, I'm going to tell you how God decides to destroy this family and how God intervenes and God brings the power of this family. He breaks its power. George in himself, once he takes power in the CIA, he is responsible. He is actually part of the process to bring in the CIA in this country. And he directs that CIA for decades. And that CIA is still directed by, to some degree, these families. Also, within the CIA network, you have the SS still, SS network in American CIA intelligence, NSA, National Security Agency, military intelligence. Their two are working together, America and Russia, in their intelligence gathering apparatus, have been working together since like 1947 in that time frame. We're going to continue down this rabbit hole throughout the week. Rick Rodriguez, that's it for today. Have a great day, and talk to you tomorrow. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Not just mine, but all podcasts throughout the week and the weekend. Talk to you tomorrow.
The beetles are flying, the pine trees around Greeley are dying, and so's the dollar. The ash borers are all over Johnstown Millican, and we can only help your trees if we catch them in the first year. If the branch over the house or drive is on pre-SHF list, call Affordable Tree Service North, LLC at 568-6898. We're licensed and insured, we accept all payment forms, and honor a 10% military senior discount. That's 568-6898.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley,